Wake up. Come on, Bear, wake up. I made a needleful Irish breakfast for you. Can you hear it?
Good morning, my morning. Baby, why do you need an alarm clock when you've got that cock? No, honey, he's not unreliable. He's up before you every morning and hard at it. Yeah, he sure is. You see? That cock is always up. Always ready to wake you. So I think we can switch off the alarm in future. Oh, baby. Listen to me. Just believe in the cock. Okay? Just believe in it. Let that cock take good care of you. And you'll have a bright and early morning every morning. All right? Hey, where are you going? Ah, honey, not so fast. You won't be late. Look, if you'd only trust the cock, you'd never be late again. He agrees. But seriously, give me about 5 to 10 minutes of your time. Please. Yeah, I know I'll see you tonight. I know I will. But I just want 5 minutes of your time so we can put the world to rights. Yeah, the world to rights. And I'm not talking about the world out there at the moment. I'm talking about your world. You know, the world in your head where sometimes you feel unsure, insecure, uncertain, and even anxious. Okay, look, all I want for you is to have a nice day today. Just a nice day. A joyful one where you're just at ease through it all. And then you can come home with a smile on your face. Okay, so what we can do is we can lay here and we can think about any negative looping thought patterns that come and go. We can just let them happen. You know, like, acknowledge them and not believe in them. And detach from it all. Like, not from people or from life, but from the thoughts that claim to be true. You know, those negative stories that arise and fall away again. Or like, I'm not good enough, or I am not worthy, or no one really understands me. Those kind of thoughts. Alright. So, what I want you to do is just chill with me for a few minutes. Lay on your back for me. There you go. I'm not going to breathe, alright? We're going to breathe in for 4 seconds. We're going to hold it for 4 seconds. And breathe out for 4 seconds. And back in again for 4, right? Okay? You're on all 4s, remember? Okay, let's go. And back in. I know. Just let your body relax. It's nice to relax in the morning, just, yeah, just sink into the bed. And now, picture in your mind's eye the most perfect and ordinary day. Because ordinary is sometimes overlooked, right? So you can see yourself getting up and brushing your teeth and doing whatever else you need to do. Having some breakfast maybe, and then driving to work. And getting over a smile and being cheerful, but not too over the top. You know, just one of those. You know, where nothing seems to just assholes. And maybe there's always going to be an asshole. You know, there's an old Irish saying that says there's an asshole around every corner. Nah, that's not true at all. I just made that up. But look, maybe the people that are out to ruin your day aren't happy, you know, in their own lives. You know, maybe there's something going on in their lives or heads that you just don't know about. And you never know. And life is pretty tough on a lot of people. So, for today, we are going to let them be themselves, alright? Whether it's a grumpy boss or some bollocks blowing his horn at you in the traffic. You know, one of those guys. And for no reason. Big red head. Meep, meep, meep. Did you ever look at it the other way around? Did you ever, like, push yourself in their position? Like, what's going on in their heads that they have to get so angry in traffic? It's, yeah, you never know why. You know, a couple of years ago, my sister was walking through the woods with her dog and her little girl. And it's a popular area as well. And her little girl, my niece, was about 11 at the time. And she's kind of lingering behind, you know, the way kids do. And then running to catch up and lingering behind again. But she's an avid dog lover. And so this guy, well, a man really, he passed my sister with his dog. And when he got to my niece, she called the dog and she bent down in front of him and she started to pet the dog's head. And the man went crazy and he told her to F off. And he actually kicked her onto the floor, onto the ground. So my sister turned, heard it, like turned, ran back, like frantic, like screaming. And of course, my sister couldn't catch him because he just sped up and he was gone and she had to attend my niece and that. And anyway, what could she have done really? And so I called to my sister at the end. I spoke to my niece and I was trying to, like, you know, get into her head that, you know, all people are bad, trying to, you know, not have that conditioning set in. So I sat her down and I said, you know, that man is just one bad man that you met in the woods, and you know, he's an angry person and all that kind of stuff. And my niece turned to me and she said something that I never forget. She said, "What are you comforting me for? That man is really sad and unhappy, otherwise he wouldn't kick young girls like me." And I went, whoa, I was absolutely blown away. It was like she could recognize that the man was kind of more of a victim in a way. And it was so profound to come from a kid like that. I was just, So my point is, if someone is upsetting you for no reason, you can be pretty sure that there's something off in their life. So today, assholes get a pass, right? We'll call it pass all day. Yeah. Or maybe the Feast of the Great Passholder. Where nothing they can say can ruin my day. Oh, you do? You like it? I have to warn you though, it's mine. It belongs to Gale Force, that word now. So you can't actually use it without my permission. Or I will give you a copyright strike. Yes, I will, baby. Well, some are kind of... But seriously, honey, let's just breathe like that again together. On all fours again? Yeah? Okay. Now, oh, come here, let me give you a hug. And so you're gonna have a good day today, right? And when those thoughts come, those negative thoughts, you go, come at me, bro. And you just put them on ignore for the day, yeah? Just for the day. And we let yesterday fall away. And when tomorrow comes, it'll be today again. So we are just going to worry about today and make it as easy and as good as possible. Oh my God. Hurry, like. Baby, are you sick of that cock yet? Huh? Or do you enjoy him? Mm-hmm. Yeah? I just think he's all bossy and demanding and that. Oh, you do? You love the cock? Come here. So I'm gonna have a good day, yeah? No, you're not late. Because I know that you hit the snooze button for 20 minutes every morning, so I took that from you. I know it's been, but come here. You're gonna have a brilliant day today. Okay? Yeah, and I will too.